Listening Library presents Charmed by Michelle Chris. Read for you by Ty Alexandra Ricci. Prologue. You have one new message left yesterday at 9:45 p.m. Static plays through the speaker, and then,
"Hello, Indigo."
"Leo," I gasp.
"I'm here with your friend, Paige. And you know, even though you and I have had our problems in the past, I can agree with you on this one thing. She is an absolute doll."
There are muffled moans in the background. Someone grunts, and the sound of china shattering pierces through the phone. When Leo speaks again, his cool confidence is gone, and his voice is cut with an edge of hostility.
"I was really hoping you'd come by and join us. But since you're not answering your phone, I think we'll just have to come to you."
Chapter 1. 2 weeks later. In medieval times, people were tortured with head crushers and limb-stretching devices. More recently, my ex-friend, Bianca Cavanaugh, tortured the 15 members of our cheerleading squad with her brutal drills. And now, my Aunt Penny is torturing me, forcing me to have a nice family dinner with her, the very person who betrayed me, while my best friend Paige is missing, possibly dead. I think I'd prefer the limb stretcher. Aunt Penny sits across the dining room table from me, sawing into her dry pork chop. Cutlery scrapes against china. The grandfather clock ticks away the seconds, and I stare at her through eyes narrowed to slits. Clutching my fork so hard, my hand trembles in my effort not to leap across the table and go zombie apocalypse on her. She sighs heavily.
"Indy..."
"It's Indigo," I interrupt. She tenses at the venom in my voice. "Good." "Okay, Indigo," she corrects herself. "I know you're very mad at me right now, but as your legal guardian, I couldn't let you keep living at your boyfriend's house." I bark a laugh. "You really think I'm mad about that?" "Okay, so I am mad about that. After what my aunt did to me, she's the last person who should be telling me what to do, legal guardian status or no. But her barging into Bishop's house and demanding I come home or she'll call the cops to haul me back doesn't even crack the top 10 list of reasons I hate her. Yes, I said hate, and yes, I know it's a strong word." "Oh," she replies. And then it's back to the soul-sucking silence. It used to be whenever Aunt Penny and I got together, we'd talk for hours about everything from boys to nail polish to our favorite movies. There was never a moment of quiet, and if there was, it was never awkward. But right now, a conversation with a gynecologist while in stirrups seems comfortable by comparison. "So what are you mad about then?" she finally asks. The heat grows in my core quickly, swirling and spitting like a ball of lava. Before I know what's happened, it surged up and spread down my arms, stinging my fingertips like I've just come inside from the cold. My magic. I lay my fork down and draw my hands into my lap. Aunt Penny knows exactly what I'm mad about. But as completely frustrating as her fake ignorance is, unleashing magic right now will just make everything worse. And so I close my eyes and take measured breaths until the heat sucks back into my core. "You know who had to tell me?" I raise my eyebrows, challenging her to answer. "The Priory. One of the sorcerers who kidnapped Mom was the one to tell me my own aunt is a witch." For a second, it seems like Penny's going to cry, but then she closes her eyes, and when she opens them again, she levels me with a look more mom than aunt. "Listen, Indy, you don't know everything. Yes, I'm a witch." My stomach does a little flip at hearing her admit the truth, but I try not to let it show on my face. "But I can't use my magic," she adds. I blink at her, trying to make sense of her words. In the 16 days I've spent living at Bishop's house, I must have run through every possible reason, every possible scenario that could have led to my aunt's failure to help me when she knew my life was in danger. Every single one of them resulted in me cheerfully beating her to death. But this? This I didn't think of. She gets up and starts pacing behind her chair, twining her hands together. See, a long time ago, when I was maybe a year older than you are now, I was well on my way to being a very, very powerful witch. I'd advanced so quickly with your grandma's training that I'd caught the family's attention. You? I blurt out. Yes, me, she says. I can't hide my surprise. You'd have to be pretty damn great at magic to catch the attention of the leaders of witches and warlocks everywhere. And the only thing I've known Aunt Penny to be damn great at is body shots and being known by her first name at every club in Los Angeles County. They wanted me to work for them, she says, which was like this huge honor. Honor my ass. If the family hadn't created fake copies of the Witch Hunter's Bible to divert the Priory's attention from the location of the real Bible, which contains a spell that allows a sorcerer to kill a witch without draining them of their powers, then Mom would be here right now, instead of 6 feet under, and Paige wouldn't be missing. I was the youngest witch ever to have an offer like that, she continues. So I went to work for them. I started out doing small jobs, but I moved up quickly. And it was great for a while. I mean, there were some people who didn't like me, but Damien, he was the leader. He said it was natural, that they were just jealous of my talent. Truthfully, I think they were jealous that Damien treated me like his little pet. And then, I prompt impatiently, because I know how Aunt Penny's stories go, and they usually involve a lot of superfluous details and a lot of people having crushes on her, to think, I used to love her stories. And then, I did something bad. Something very bad. Bad? I repeat before I can stop myself. To say Aunt Penny isn't the most mature 28-year-old is like saying Lindsay Lohan has had a bit of trouble with the law. But Aunt Penny's always been the first one to brush off her problems. Like the time she was fired from a bistro for putting Tabasco sauce in an ex-boyfriend's drink. The tips were crappy anyway. If Aunt Penny thinks what she did was very bad, I'm willing to bet it's impressively bad. Aunt Penny's face flushes, and she bites a corner of one manicured nail. It was years ago, and I was stupid, stupider than I am now. I wasn't really thinking. I mean, I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I was blinded. I just loved him so much, and... Oh, God, I say. This is about a boy, isn't it? It wasn't just any boy, she pleads. I was in love with him. His name was Nate. God, he was so cute. The bluest blue eyes and the darkest hair. And he had these dimples. I wave my hand impatiently. He was a sorcerer, she blurts out, then buries her face in her hands. From the Priory. Oh, Penny! I mash my own palms into my eyes. What were you thinking? Hooking up with a member of the governing body of sorcerers everywhere? Sorcerers whose sole mission in life for centuries has been to maim and kill witches? I wasn't thinking, obviously. But you know how it is. I was in love. It could have worked out, too, if that wench Kendra hadn't followed me. She mutters swear words under her breath. Her brow draws down over angry eyes. I shake my head, my own anger boiling my blood. Right now, best case scenario, Paige is somewhere scared for her life, and I'm sitting here listening to Aunt Penny's sexcapades. You know what? I stand up so quickly the chair topples back. This is too much. I really don't have time for this crap. I storm up the stairs and slam my bedroom door so hard it's a miracle it doesn't come off the hinges. And then I fall face down on my bed. I won't cry. I won't cry. I will not cry. My eyes sting with the threat of tears. So I think of everything that makes me mad. Mom's death. The fact that the family used us as bait and didn't care if we all died. That Paige was kidnapped by Leo, the vilest sorcerer I can imagine, after our friendship had only just begun. That we killed Leo without knowing he'd kidnapped Paige, leaving us no way of finding her or even knowing if she's alive or dead somewhere. That I can't just be a normal 16-year-old girl whose biggest problem is a zit on prom night, who answers 17 magazine quizzes to find out if my crush really likes me, and who drinks too much and regrets it the next day. I don't want to cry. It's just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?